In this bulletin, 12 COVID deaths in New South Wales and 1,431 locally acquired cases. Victoria records 208 new cases and another death. And in sport, the Socceroos beat China 3-0 in their World Cup qualifier in Qatar. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales has had another 12 COVID deaths and 1,431 new cases. All of the deaths are people aged over 60, except for one unvaccinated woman aged in her 30s who died in her southwestern Sydney home. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the health advice shows the peak of cases is likely to come in the next fortnight.
But as I've said, it's not the number of cases we need to be focusing on, but how many of those cases end up in our intensive care wards and hospitals, and how many people we have vaccinated as quickly as possible. And the reason why the health experts suggest that that is when the peak is because after a fortnight, as you know, in the last couple of weeks, the amount of vaccines that we've put in arms of people living in those communities with high rates of the virus has been outstanding. And that will have a positive effect on the spread and the likely number of cases.
979 people are in hospital with 170 in intensive care. Gladys Berejiklian says she'll be releasing detailed information next week on the planning that's been done for the expected peak in ICU cases in October. Victoria has recorded 208 new cases of COVID-19 and another death. It's the highest number in the latest outbreak. And contact tracers have so far only been able to link 96 of the new infections. Infection numbers in the state have been steadily rising this week as authorities abandon hopes of returning to COVID zero and warn that cases would increase. It comes as playgrounds reopen and border restrictions with New South Wales are further tightened. The Queensland Premier is defending her remarks about the risks of COVID-19 to children aged under 12 when there are no plans in Australia yet to vaccinate them. Anastasia Palaszczuk wants more information about what would happen to under 12s if Australia opens up once 70 to 80% of eligible people are vaccinated. But the federal government has accused Ms. Palaszczuk of scaremongering for saying children will be put at risk. And Federal Labor has distanced itself from the comments. Ms. Palaszczuk says she stands by her position.
I think this is about protecting Queenslanders and having a conversation about what will we need to do. And, you know, there's measures that other countries are putting in place. For example, if the Delta variant is going rampant through a particular region or a city, the children in primary school are wearing masks as a precaution.
There have been no new cases of coronavirus in Queensland as authorities track down contacts of two New South Wales truck drivers who entered the state while infectious. Meanwhile, the Chief Health Officer, Dr. Janet Young, says she doesn't want to reopen state borders until every eligible Queenslander has had the chance to be vaccinated. Dr. Young has reacted angrily to a question about what number of COVID deaths she'd be comfortable with.
Comfortable with? I'm a doctor. None.
With influenza, there was about 260.
Come on. Can you please remember who I am? I stand up here every day, but ultimately I went into medicine to save lives. I'm not comfortable with any deaths that are preventable.
The United States top infectious diseases doctor says it's likely that Americans will need a third dose of vaccine to be considered fully immunised. The US is preparing for boosters for all Americans who received Pfizer and Moderna between 5 and 8 months after their second dose, pending approval by the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Anthony Fauci says his professional experience and the evidence from Israel suggests it will be needed for longer-term protection.
There's no doubt from the dramatic data from the Israeli study that the boosts that are being now done there and contemplated here support very strongly the rationale for such an approach.
And in sport, the Socceroos have beaten China 3-0 in their World Cup qualifier in Qatar in their ninth straight win. The win puts Australia top of Group B after the opening round of matches. Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says the team is now focused on its next game on Tuesday against Vietnam in Hanoi.
Very proud of the performance, and there's only a lot more improvement left. You know, with simple messaging, and the boys are extremely fit, and it's just a, you know, when you bring the family back together, even though they've been away for quite a while, and the Socceroo family, the mateship of the boys is so crucial and important, and I thought we were fantastic tonight.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, a possible shower, 16 degrees. Adelaide, also showers and 16. Melbourne, rain and heavy at times, 22. Hobart, rain and 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 24. Sydney, sunny and 24. Newcastle, similar, 25 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, a shower or two and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.